Hello there. Back for lesson seven, I see. You must be very brave to come back after the last lesson. It wasn't very nice, was I? But some people like it mean. And I had a hunch you might be one of them. As always, you're welcome to just not do as I ask. Decrease the intensity. Shorten the amount of time. Whatever you need. For this lesson, all you need is yourself, your hands, your dick, and your balls, of course. Remember, this is CBT, so we are going to be hurting them quite a lot. This time, though, I think we'll try some edging. How does that sound? Good. Let's begin. This is going to be different than any other lesson you've done so far. See, I get a chance to do what I like to do. Which is to edge the ever-living fuck out of someone. Don't worry. I won't deny you. You will come for me at the end. But we're definitely gonna have some fun along the way. Speaking of fun, why don't you touch your dick for me? That's right. Just start stroking it. Long and slow. Listen to my voice. Think about all the terrible shit I'm gonna make you do to yourself. And stroke that cock. It's already hard, isn't it? Or getting there. That's because you and I both love that horrible shit. And speaking of, it's time for some now. Stop stroking your dick. Hands off. Now reach down to your balls and massage them for me. Did you think I was going to do something terrible right away? You should know better than to think you can predict what I'm going to do. Or rather, what I'm going to make you do. I feel so warm, don't they? Heavy. Excited. Maybe they think that they're going to get to come already. Not a chance. That's enough. Now that we've got you all warmed up, Jason, why don't we slap him around a bit? That's right. I'm gonna make you do five. I won't be as mean as last time. You can keep the intensity out of five, also out of 10. But do them when I say. Ready? One. Two. Three. Four. And five. Are these stinging now? Maybe even a little achy. Why don't you go ahead and rub them for me again? That's right. I'll be nice to you this time. No tricks, I promise. I'm just gonna give you exactly what you want and edge you all the way through. How are those balls feeling? Better now? That's good. Probably means we should do 5 more, though. Don't you think? Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I know. It hurts. It must. But isn't it good? Doesn't it feel great to have me control you? To have me hurt you? Your hands are just an instrument for me to use. And speaking of, I think you should stroke your dick again. Yeah. Told you I was gonna be nice. Go ahead. Stroke your dick for me. Still long and slow. Slower. I want you taking painstakingly long time on each stroke. You see, edging can be used as torture too. I feel so good. All you want to do is go faster, go harder, to come. I know. I understand. Unfortunately, it's not time for that yet. Just long and slow for me. You're doing so well. Does this feel good? Does it feel like a nice reward after last time? I hope so. You certainly deserve it. But then again, your kink is not being indulged. It's being tortured. And we're doing that via edging right now. Edging implies that you stop before you come. So stop. In case you're wondering, let me make myself very clear. You are not going to come before the end of this audio. You do not have permission to come until I say so. I don't care how hard you get, how sore your balls are, how twitchy your cock is, or how much you leak. The answer is not yet. Now, back to business. I think that we should do some more slapping. Yep. 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, did it hurt? I mean, I certainly hope so. Let's see if we can make it a little bit worse. Let's do 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now grab those balls and fucking squeeze. Hard. Harder than that. This is the part where we're doing the ball torture. You just slapped the shit out of them. And now, you're gonna squeeze the hell out of them. Keep going. Harder. And stop. Well done. Now, let's give you a little reward, shall we? Stroke your cock for me. Mm-hmm. You can go a little faster this time, too. Let's say a medium speed. None of that frenzied tugging when you're right about to come, but just a measured stroke. I'll bet that feels so good right now. Mm-hmm. Reach down with the other hand and massage those balls. Not hard. Not this time. This time I want it to feel good. Bring them back to life for me. Mm-hmm. Keep going. And stop. I know. It was just feeling so good, wasn't it? Unfortunately, you feeling good is the end goal. The journey to get there is literally torture. I really don't think I'll ever get tired of this. Envisioning you do everything I tell you to, wincing in pain, gritting your teeth, flinching back from your own punishment. Punishment you asked for. Begged for, really. You wouldn't still be here 7 lessons in if you didn't love it just as much as I do. So let's slap them again. Harder this time. 5 times. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Massage them a bit. I know. It's just right on the line between feeling amazing and feeling awful. I get it. I do. I love that place. And we're gonna keep you there. I'm gonna make you smack your balls 5 more times. And then you're gonna stroke your dick and come for me. Excited now? I told you would get a reward. But first, punishment. All ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now stroke it. Oh, you know you've wanted to this whole time. Do it exactly like you like. Stroke that cock for me. You earned it. You did everything I wanted you to do. You hurt yourself. You squeezed yourself. You stroked yourself. And now, it's time to come. Go faster. Go harder. Get that rhythm that puts you right there. And listen to me count down from 10. 10. 9. Eight. Seven. Six. Right about now, I think that you're used to me stalling. Not this time. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Time to come. Let it all out for me. My God, you know how good that feels. Just dribbling, spurting, emptying yourself. All over. For me. Because you've been very good. And when you're good, you get exactly what you want. And so do I. Well done. Welcome back. Time for another lesson, another installation in our arrangement. This is me and you, as always. I get to control what you do. You get to obey. And that's real. And that's why we keep coming back for more. Both of us. Anyhow, things that you need for this lesson. You need your hand, your cock, definitely your balls. Am I forgetting anything? All right. Common sense, of course. If you don't want to do anything that I ask you to do, simply don't do it, or do it at a lower intensity, something you can handle. You know how it goes. You also know that obeying me to completion, as it were, is very fucking satisfying. Okay, what else do you need? Your willingness to obey. That's right. So you like posing. Let's do it then. I want you to lay across the foot of your bed. Knees up if you need to, where you're perpendicular to where you should be, with your head just hanging off. You know, you'll get a nice head rush. And if you raise your knees when you come at the end, it might even land on your face. Now that's what I call a bonus. All right, let's warm up. I think that slapping sounds nice. Shall we say a casual intensity? Medium, in layman's terms. Do you have your balls ready? I sure hope so. Let's do five. One. Two. Three. Four. And five. Nice and warm, I hope. And what about your cock? Is it hard yet? I think that we should do three more, just in case. Ready? One. Two. Three. I'm sure you liked that. I know it hurt. And that's the point. Now, let's focus on edging in this lesson. We'll intersperse your sessions of stroking your cock with slapping your balls. I want you to get close, but don't you dare come without my permission. That's what makes it edging. So at a medium speed, why don't you start stroking for me? That's right. Just go for it. Stroke your cock. Like you're just getting started. Playing with yourself. Getting yourself hard. Aroused. Anticipating what's going to come next. Are you scared? Because what's going to come next is a few slaps to your balls. This period here where you're still stroking, still getting aroused, yet getting scared at the same time, it's building arousal, anticipation, drama, if you will. So I need you to stop and get ready to slap your balls for me. Oh, it won't be that bad. Do it at a medium intensity. And we're only going to do it 3 times. I always keep my word. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I hope that stung. And I hope you're ready for more. Here we go. Stroke your cock again for me. A little faster this time. That's right. Just go for it. I want you to. This is what we're doing. We're training you. Edging you. Getting you closer and closer to coming every time. Interspersing it with pain. And teaching you that you only get to come when I say so. Pretty much a dictionary definition. It's my definition anyway. And I hope it's feeling so good right now. Just working your hand up and down the length of your shaft. Tightening your grip where it feels the best. Just like that. And stop. We're interspersing pain with pleasure. Or did you forget? So now for the pain part. Here we go. We're gonna do 5. 1, 2. Harder for this one. 3. Softer again. 4. 5. I know it stings, doesn't it?
And I'll bet your cock really wants more attention now. The pain only makes the pleasure more intense, doesn't it? That's why we love it so much. Am I right? So let's do it again. That pleasure followed by pain. Stroke your cock for me. I want you to get closer. Do it harder. Faster. Whatever your little heart and cock desire. Do it just like you like it. There it is. Feels so good, doesn't it? I know. Edging is so fucking fun. But you know what makes it fun? My control. And that's why you should stop. I know, it's mean, right? But that's how you like it. Now I want you to slap your balls 3 times. Hard. Yeah. We have to provide a counterpoint to all that pleasure you just got. Remember how good it felt? Now slap your balls hard 3 times on my count. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I know that was meaner. But guess what? We're getting close to the end. That means you get to touch yourself again. Yeah? Go ahead. Do it. Stroke yourself with one hand while you massage those aching balls. Get yourself twitching. Moaning if you can. Caress that spot. Get just the right speed, just the right tightness. Just the right stroke. Get yourself close. I want you to be right there. Yeah. I know you can do it. Stroke that cock for me. And get to the very edge of orgasm. Almost there, I know. Maybe that means you should stop. You heard me. Stop. Now slap your balls hard 1 time. Ready, set, go. I know, that was agony, but I hope it made your cock twitch, because now you're going to stroke it for me, and you're going to get all the way there. That's right. I'm going to encourage you to squeeze it, stroke it, jerk it. Handle that cock like only you know how, and get ready to come for me. I think you're almost there. Jerking a little bit, maybe even leaking. Love that. Here we go. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, we're halfway. What would it be without one of my classic pep talks? When we get to 1, you get to come for me. Isn't that gonna be so good? In the meantime, keep stroking. And do not come yet. 4, 3, 2, 1. There it is. Come for me. That's right. Come for me. Come for me. It feels so good. After edging yourself, slapping your balls, just to spurt it out over and over. All that frustration. All that tension. All that pain. Sublimated into pleasure. Because that's how we like it. Well done. I'm proud of you. Our time together is so nice. You're so obedient and trustworthy. I know you can take care of yourself. Which means, in the meantime, you can listen to anything you want of mine to tide you over. I'll see you next time.